We'll move on to question five, and we'll start with Tim Lingle. What do you think is the biggest issue facing Pinedale today? What is the biggest advantage? 1 minute.
I think the biggest issue facing Pinedale is probably sprawl. I think the annexation of Bloomfield was misguided at best. The second issue, I think, is the unsustainability of some of the practices that the town council has undertaken, that being construction projects that have no tax base, like Bloomfield, that has no way to pay for itself going into the future. And roads and infrastructure that will be paid for by taxpayers once industry's gone, Bloomfield has no sustainability out there. There's nobody lives there. So I think that's one of the main issues we face. I think that, you know, the town council needs to make better decisions. And I think they need to hear the citizens of Pinedale more, and as opposed to delay tactics that, you know, they win by wars of attrition and wear people out.
Chris House, I believe that there are there are two issues, but my first and most important issue is taking care of our youth and our elderly. I think that should be an ongoing, all the time, first and foremost on the minds of our town. And also, I would like to say that there are affordable housing for folks in the service industry and things like that. That's something that we have yet to achieve and needs to be taken care of and addressed soon. Thank you.
This is Dave Olsek. We're just doing the biggest issue, not the biggest advantage, correct? Both? Okay, the biggest issue that I see is balancing growth and infrastructure with a changing culture in the town. Socioeconomic impacts include high taxes and elevated real estate values. What about the fixed-income residents? I'm about to become one. I'm concerned about our youth. People can't afford to buy a house here, the people that were born and raised in Pinedale. So the high cost of living here is my biggest issue. And my biggest advantage is it's one of the most beautiful places that I know in the lower 48 states to live. And I just love living here, and I hope to continue that. And I think our advantages that we can take advantage of and demand more input from our state and local, but also the federal neighbors that we live with.
Steve Smith here. I think the biggest issue facing Pinedale is pretty obvious in my mind, and that is addressing a changing community while maintaining our quality of life. And that quality of life has a lot of subcategories: clean air, clean water, good schools, safe community, small town values. We could go on and on about that. As far as our biggest advantage, I have to say the people that live in this community and their willingness to be involved, that makes our job as elected officials much easier and much more satisfying when we ask for volunteer members of a steering committee or a recommending board, and those people show up and do such an outstanding job. Our people are our greatest asset.
Dave Hole, I think the largest issue is downsizing our expectations that have been, I feel, inflated based on the energy bubble back down to approximately where we are with sustainable and stable economic activity. And also taking the long-term vision rather than the short. As far as the biggest advantage, again, it's the setting and the people. You know, Pinedale always has been an attractive, desirable place, it will continue to be, and we can affect whether that's continues to be much better or just a little better.
Thank you, candidates. We'll move on to question six.